The caravan had stopped right at the edge of one of the odd square peaks of the mountain range. The Mort Main Mountains looked like a staircase, heading up into the clouds or down into a veil of thick, grey mist, and if the caravan had kept going in the same direction, the two Baudelaires would have toppled over the peak and fallen down through the mist to the next stair, far, far below. But to one side of the caravan, the children could see the waters of the stricken stream, which were an odd greyish-black colour, and moved slowly and lazily downhill like a river of spilled oil. Had the caravan swerved to one side, the children would have been dumped into the dark and filthy waters. "It looks like the brake worked just in time," Violet said quietly. "No matter where the caravan would have gone, we would have been finished." Klaus nodded in agreement and looked around at the wilderness. "It will be difficult to navigate the caravan out of here," Klaus said. "You'll have to invent a steering device." "And some sort of engine," Violet said. "That will take some time." "We don't have any time," Klaus said. "If we don't hurry, Count Olaf will be too far away and will never find Sunny." "We'll find her," Violet said firmly, and put down the item she was carrying. "Let's go back into the caravan and look for—" But before Violet could say what to look for, she was interrupted by an unpleasant, crackling noise. The caravan seemed to moan, and then slowly began to roll toward the edge of the peak. The Baudelaires looked down and saw that the wheels had smashed the small table, so there was nothing to stop the caravan from moving again. Slowly and awkwardly, it pitched forward, dragging the hammocks behind it as it neared the very edge of the peak. Klaus leaned down to grab hold of a hammock, but Violet stopped him. "It's too heavy," she said. "We can't stop it." "We can't let it fall off the peak," Klaus cried. "We'd be dragged down too," Violet said. Klaus knew his sister was right, but still he wanted to grab the drag chute Violet had constructed. It is difficult, when faced with a situation you cannot control, to admit that you can do nothing, and it was difficult for the Baudelaires to stand and watch the caravan roll over the edge of the peak. There was one last creak as the back wheels bumped against a mound of dirt, and then the caravan disappeared in absolute silence. The Baudelaires stepped forward and peered over the edge of the peak, but it was so misty that the caravan was only a ghostly rectangle, getting smaller and smaller as it faded away. "Why isn't there a crash?" Klaus asked. "The drag chute is slowing it down," Violet said. "Just wait." The siblings waited, and after a moment there was a muffled boom from below as the caravan met its fate. In the mist, the children could not see a thing, but they knew that the caravan and everything inside it were gone forever. And indeed, I have never been able to find its remains, even after months of searching the area with only a lantern and a rhyming dictionary for company. It seems that even after countless nights of battling snow gnats and praying the batteries would not run out, it is my fate that some of my questions will never be answered. Fate is like a strange, unpopular restaurant filled with odd waiters who bring you things you never asked for and don't always like. When the Baudelaires were very young, they would have guessed that their fate was to grow up in happiness and contentment with their parents in the Baudelaire mansion, but now both the mansion and their parents were gone. When they were attending Prufrock Preparatory School, they had thought that their fate was to graduate alongside their friends the Quagmires, but they hadn't seen the academy or the two triplets in a very long time. And just moments ago, it had looked like Violet and Klaus's fate had been to fall off a peak or into a stream, but now they were alive and well, but far away from their sister and without a vehicle to help them find her again. Violet and Klaus moved closer to one another, and felt the icy winds of the Mort Main Mountains blow down the road less travelled, and give them goosebumps. They looked at the dark and swirling waters of the stricken stream, and they looked down from the edge of the peak into the mist, and then looked at one another and shivered, not only at the fates they had avoided, but at all the mysterious fates that lay ahead.
How do you slow this thing down?